First off, I have no financial relationships to disclose. Ventilator associated pneumonia refers to nosocomial pneumonia that occurs more after airway intubation. It's a common complication of care and often produces excess and avoidable increases in length of stay, morbidity, and treatment costs. Ventilator-associated pneumonia is the leading cause of mortality, and in most cases, many cases are preventable if appropriate interventions take place. Prior studies in inpatient facilities and ICUs have found that ventilator-associated pneumonia was associated with increased ICU use, increased length of stay, and increased costs. However, what we're going to be looking at today is ventilator care in long-term care hospitals. And under Medicare, long-term care hospitals are distinguished by having a length of stay of 25 days or more and deal with clinically complex patients. And one of the major groups of these are patients that are on ventilators. And the number of long-term care hospitals has increased substantially. And they are under a prospective payment system. And until very recently, there have been very few studies about care delivered in this setting. There have been two prior studies of ventilator care in Barlow Hospital in California, which is a fairly high-class ventilator hospital, and they found that as far as the complications are concerned, this ventilator-associated pneumonia was the primary, the most likely complication that did occur. And recently, we at CMS have been dealing more with care in long-term care hospitals as a result, as part of the Care Tool Project, which is developing a tool to be applicable to all post-acute types of facilities. And what this has led to is increased research by groups in the University of Pittsburgh and in Duke University on care in long-term care hospitals. The data we're using here is Medicare claims data from 2005 to 2010. We selected all with procedure code of 96.72 continuous mechanical ventilation to avoid early onsets. And the early onsets are different because you can treat them with antibiotics. Late onset have become antibiotic resistant. And these are our comorbidities that we would be using: renal failure, diabetes, hypertension, stroke, COPD, and congestive heart failure. First slide, as you can see, the percent of continuous mechanical ventilation hospitalization increased annually with a little blip in 2009. And if you look at age, what one finds is that the age of patients with VAP is less than, slightly less than those with no ventilator-associated pneumonia. And if we look by age group, we see a pretty level trend there. And sex, we show that males tend to be more likely to pick up ventilator-associated pneumonia through the study period, and race, we generally find that whites are more likely than blacks. We find that increasing numbers of Hispanics and other groups have a high percentage of likelihood of picking up ventilator-associated pneumonia, but then this is a one that's been lately increasing. And here's one that's kind of surprising. Number of comorbidities for continuous mechanical ventilation patients. We know that the LTAC patient population is one that is severely ill and likely has comorbidities. But we find that patients without who do not pick up ventilator-acquired pneumonia have more comorbidities, which is which knocks out one of your assumptions. One of the assumptions we had coming in was that if you have sicker people, they're more likely to pick up a ventilator-associated pneumonia. And we find much the same case for in-hospital death, which levels out near the end, but then it suggests that we don't have a significant difference in in-hospital deaths. And here, you know, through our study period, ventilator-associated patients were slightly less likely than non-ventilator-associated patients to be discharged to an inpatient hospital, and they had just about the same likelihood of being discharged to a SNF. But here is something that's interesting. Length of stay has continually higher during the study period for mechanical ventilation patients as with VAP as opposed to patients without VAP. And this mirrors what other studies have found in inpatient hospital settings. That is, if a patient has has ventilator-acquired pneumonia, they will have longer lengths of stay. And this means, you know, more resources used. And this is a major confirmatory point here. Medicare covered charges consistently higher for those with ventilator-acquired pneumonia throughout the period. So we likely have a chain of longer lengths of stay leading to greater costs, much as other studies have noted in the inpatient setting. And here we've got my length of stay models for the 6-year period. And if you look at the in the middle there, you will have VAP, which is the flag for ventilator-associated pneumonia. That is significant all the way through for each year and is pretty stable. So while the model doesn't have the greatest in predictive power, we find that the coefficient for ventilator-associated pneumonia in patients is relatively stable upon replication. And here is the models for effects on log Medicare-covered charges. And here we find that the effect of VAP is more consistent throughout the period. And these are important factors because these show that their VAP does create a cost impact. And one would hope this would create a business case for long-term care hospitals to control ventilator-associated pneumonia. Thus, in summary, patients acquiring VAP no more frail or infirm than non-VAP ventilator patients, lower mortality rates, but they use more days of care, generate higher costs, and at roughly about 25-30%, the rate of patients with VAP during this period was high. And one suggests that if care bundles are used to control for to control for ventilator-associated pneumonia in patients, that is, if one uses specific procedures such as adjusting the head of the patients, and one surprising one, dental care, which often can create bacteria that can aid and abet ventilator-associated pneumonia. If one uses these types of coordinated packages of interventions, then it is possible that VAP incidents could be avoided and one can achieve better outcomes and save money for this. And one of the reasons why I mentioned the CARE tool is because it will now provide in long-term care hospital setting an efficient, a possible tool to get the metrics you need to have increased, better measurement of quality care in the LTAC setting. Unfortunately, LTACs right now have only next to no measures that are reported for them on a continuous basis, as opposed to the battery of information that nursing homes and rehab facilities must report. Okay.